Good afternoon, church. My name is Carlos Shanti, and I've been a faithful member of this wonderful congregation for almost 3 years now. I'd like to share my thoughts with you on this blessed occasion in order to honor the Lord, first and foremost, but also to give honor to my wife, Giovanna, mother to Cynthia and Kane, my mom, Beverly, whom some of you know, and to all the mothers in this room and around the world. When I was contemplating what I would share today, I didn't want to just give my generic opinion on what motherhood means to me through my own personal exposures to mothers and their experiences. I wanted to be inspired.
Yes.
So naturally, I dove into the scriptures and searched for verses and concepts that really meant something to me. I also wanted to bring a different perspective to the subject, which is hard to do for two reasons. Mothers have been around forever, right? I mean, what hasn't been said about mothers in through the passage of time? As long as human beings have existed, so have our mothers. And also because the Bible has been around forever, at least a couple of thousand years, which seems like forever. But I just kept reading and reflecting until I came to a set of verses that really struck me. Please turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 26. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 26. And the scripture reads, and therefore, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail."
Yeah.
"I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. I'm struck by these verses because it shows just how amazing a person Mary really was and why God chose her to be the virgin mother of Jesus.
Yeah.
But also because Mary represents a symbol of motherhood itself, and in that way she is connected, bonded to every single mother in this room and around the world. Fear. At first, being visited by an angel of the Lord really freaks Mary out. You can almost hear her thinking, "What is this about? Who is this who claims to be an angel of the Lord, and what does he want with me?" The angel senses her fear, and in verse 30 tells her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God."
Amen.
So not only does he know her name, but he tells her directly that God is pleased with her. So that may have put her at ease somewhat, but then the angel tells her something that blows her mind. In the next verse he says, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." And not only that, but he tells her, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." Now that's a lot to take in, and understandably, Mary is kind of baffled by what the angel tells her because she knows she's a virgin. and therefore wondering, that sounds great and all, but how's that possible? I'm a virgin. And the angel's answer to that very understandable question is essentially, this will happen, and it will happen through the power of God. And after Mary hears the angel remind her of the awesome power of God, boom, just like that, her fear is gone. Now children, now women have children under different circumstances. Sometimes they have kids when they're really young and may not feel as though they're ready for the responsibility. Or they have a child, maybe their first child, when they are, shall we say, older and more mature. As we know, the Bible instructs us that women should be married when they have children. But in our world, that's sometimes not the case. And the thought of raising a child alone, or at least without a husband at their side, can be a scary thing. There are a million different reasons why women might be fearful of bringing a child into this world. But this verse reminds us all that when you find favor with God and recognize his awesome, limitless power,
yes,
then fear becomes meaningless.
Yes.
Because God's power allows you to overcome that fear.
Yeah.
It falls away because you realize that with God, all things are possible.
Yes.
Acceptance. When Mary's fear falls away, she gains a calm acceptance of the awesome responsibility she's been given. If a woman is to be a great mom, the kind every child needs, she has to reach that point of acceptance of the responsibility of motherhood and all the hard work and sacrifice and frustration that comes along with it at times. If not, and I think we all see this in the world a lot, she can become resentful of her children. And no matter how hard she tries to hide that resentment, because hopefully she at least tries to hide it, her children will still feel it. That's why the acceptance of the importance of the role of motherhood is so very important. I think back to my own childhood and remember all the good and bad times, and one thing is crystal clear. My mom never, ever wavered. She was always there for me. She never shirked her responsibility as a mom. And the fact that she was always there for my sister and me is the defining thread of my entire upbringing. There was that stability, that constant love and attention, and quite a few beatings, so. Sometimes there's a little too much attention. But her consistency and acceptance of motherhood was an acceptance of me. That sense of security is what every child needs.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
In Mary's case, it was especially difficult because she knew that she would be risking being ostracized, perhaps even stoned to death, if people did not believe that it was really a virgin birth. And eventually, Joseph had to endure that same risk of people not believing in the Immaculate Conception. But Mary was steadfast in her faith and an example for us all. Duty. It was Mary's sense of duty that allowed her to accept this amazing responsibility. She says to the angel, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled."
Amen.
Think about those words. I am the Lord's servant. What an incredible sense of duty to the Lord. She was ready to do whatever the Lord commanded her to do, to face whatever challenges was brought her way. May your word to me be fulfilled. Here we see something awe-inspiring in Mary. She undergoes a transformation. She starts out fearful and wary of this angel, who just shows up out of nowhere and tells her she's going to be the mother of God, the mother of the Son of God, sent down from heaven in human form. She's confused, unsure of how she's going to accomplish this, how it's even possible. But in the end, she not only accepts that awesome responsibility, she embraces it. After the angel reassures her, that she has found favor with God, that it is God's will, and that she can and will accomplish this by the mighty power of the Almighty.
Yes.
May your word to me be fulfilled. She looks forward to the responsibility and challenge of motherhood because she knows that the Lord will be with her every step of the way.
Yes. Yes.
Love. Finally and above all, there's love.
Yeah.
As we know, Mary raised Jesus, but eventually had to suffer the anguish of witnessing him die on the cross. And the reason that part of her destiny was so painful is that she loved Jesus so much. She was his mother. Of course she loved him. But she also, and it was tremendously painful for her to see him suffer. But she also loved God the Father of Jesus. And it was her love for God that gave her strength to withstand witnessing Jesus' crucifixion.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the kind of love and devotion we all need to have.
Yeah.
So we're indebted to Mary for being the perfect example of the faith, love, and courage we all need to carry with us as disciples.
Yes.
For that, we are blessed and indebted to our Lord by his wonderful grace and mercy.
Amen.